Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today, as this is a bonus podcast episode on the energies of Saturn in Aquarius squaring Uranus in Taurus at 7 degrees exact on February 17th. I wanted to talk about this energy a little bit more because it is significant. And in fact, it's one of the main themes of 2021. This energy is going to play out a total of 3 times throughout the year. And we're going to be revisiting these energies as they come up, as we move through various cycles, and refining them, working something out, allowing something to disintegrate and be removed so that something else can take its place that is in a higher resonance with our authenticity and with who we are at this point on our journey. In this podcast, I'm going to focus more on the astrological energies of this transit, which is different than a previous episode I've done for you that was channeled information. And that was called part one about Saturn in Aquarius and squaring Uranus in Taurus. This is more about what is happening astrologically. I also want to mention that you can find out more specifics in how this energy is working with you through my 2021 Soul Growth Astrology webinar program that has 6 individual webinars, including one on the Saturn-Uranus squares and what it means for you and how it's working with you in your chart. So be sure and check that out below this podcast for those of you who want to go a little bit deeper and who want to know more specifics on this energy in your own life. So what we're seeing here is Saturn in Aquarius is about what is true in our physical world, the systems that we use every day, the areas of life that form the structures of our reality. Aquarius is an air sign, and it's associated with ideas, technology, communications, the collective. It's associated with where we go through other realms, other dimensions, what is far out there, what appears to be unreal, things that are ahead of their time. Saturn in Aquarius brings our attention to what is working and what is not working. Saturn reveals what is strong, stable, and clear, and then it also shows us where there are challenges, where something is no longer needed and it gets tested. And so what we've been seeing already throughout 2021 is that the Aquarian areas of our life are being tested. We're looking at what works, what doesn't work. And to be more specific, this relates to technology, social media, mass communications, areas of our life where people gather together. And because of COVID, we have seen numerous businesses shut down, numerous experiences shut down, and these would also fall under the Aquarius energies. And so what we're looking at here is the Saturn in Aquarius is revealing to us what works, what doesn't work, and what needs to shift and change. I do have a separate podcast episode for you about the Saturn in Aquarius themes. It's part one and part two. You can find them on my YouTube channel under the 2021 astrology playlist, and that has more specifics on these energies. So I don't want to repeat myself here, but it's understanding what is being tested for all of us collectively. Now, at an individual level, the Saturn in Aquarius is supporting you in understanding who you really are, more of your gifts, more of your abilities, more of what you came in with at an energetic level to experience, and how you are truly honoring your individual self, your authentic self. Because Aquarius energy wants us to connect to our unique energetic spark, that part of us that is unique and cannot be replicated or duplicated by another. Saturn in Aquarius is bringing our attention to these parts of ourselves and asking us, what are you doing with this? What are you accepting and honoring in yourself, as well as taking responsibility for? Where are you truly seeing how complex you are, or how many different facets of you exist? How many different parts of you create the wholeness of who you are? And what are you doing with this? Saturn in Aquarius can be very supportive of our individuation process, of knowing who we are at a unique level and in the ability to master these parts of ourselves or to take responsibility for them because they support who we are in this lifetime. So this is the part of ourselves that's looking at the structures of our life, the structures of our individual self, all the things that have come together to craft our self-identity. Now, this energy is receiving what's called a square. It's a 90-degree angle from another planet, from Uranus in Taurus, throughout this year. And the Uranus in Taurus energy dismantles. So for all the ways that Saturn builds and develops something slowly and in a very methodical manner, Uranus is the energy of disruption, of what can fall apart quickly, what is no longer in resonance, what's no longer needed, and what needs to be dismantled. Uranus in Taurus is bringing our attention to, at a very foundational level, how much we love ourselves and how much we accept who we are as a human being with a personality, with an ego, with a mind, looking at the fullness of our whole journey and asking us to be very clear in what no longer fits, what needs to fall away, what is no longer in resonance. And this Uranus energy works quickly. It's lightning bolts. It's an electrical current. It's something coming through that really grabs your attention. It could be like a bolt of energy, a lightning strike out of the blue, and it's connected to higher cosmic wisdom, universal intelligence, other areas of energy that maybe we haven't tapped into, we haven't truly connected with. This Uranus in Taurus is asking you to open up what maybe has felt locked or trapped within you and to allow in higher understandings of what it means to be yourself, what it means to really accept all areas of your energy, all parts of yourself, and to expand the foundation of your self-love in whatever ways that resonates with you, in however that has meaning for you. It could be that you maybe have felt like your foundation has been built on balancing on one foot and trying to maintain a certain equilibrium around who you are, what you're here to experience, what you believe you're worthy of. But the expansion of your foundation of self-love and self-worth could mean that instead of thinking that you're balancing on one foot, instead there's this huge platform of energy that loves you and supports you in the fullness of who you are. And that there is this opening here into more of what it means to be you, more of what it means to be in a physical body, and more of what you could experience as you create your physical life and your physical reality. That's because Taurus is an earth sign that's about our physical world. It is the first earth sign that's also associated with how we create stability in our lives based on our own needs, our own basic needs. And it can feel like needs of survival. It can feel like that bottom layer of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, like just the essentials of what you need to survive and get by in life. But as that energy grows and it expands, you tap into more of what you know you're worthy of. And what I feel very strongly around these energies of Saturn in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus making these ongoing squares throughout 2021 is that we are expanding our worthiness to include the fullness of our whole energy field. All of who you are. Whereas before, maybe there were limitations. There were things about your programming that said only certain things were acceptable. Perhaps it's based on how you were raised, your cultural understandings of your family, your belief systems, where you first came into the world that established what you thought was possible in yourself. or what you thought was possible in your life because of family or the immediate environment that you grew up in, anything that was very primary in your existence. And of course, you could have been doing work on this already. This might not be new. This might not be something that you're looking at for the first time. You know, it's not your first rodeo with this topic or this information. But throughout this year, throughout 2021, there's a continual ability to grow that foundation of self-worth beyond the limitations of what you thought was possible. And that's the Uranus energy, because that Uranus energy will take away boundaries or walls, anything that's limiting, anything that prevents you from being the fullness of who you are. But in order for it to truly grow and to be something you can build on, it is important to look at the foundational energy of worthiness, self-value, self-love, self-acceptance. Now, we hear these words a lot. We hear these phrases a lot. And you might have an idea of what that means for you. And chances are it's even shifted throughout your life where you've had new realizations about what that means and how that energy shows up for you. Because this energy is working with Aquarius energies, there are new parts of yourself that are coming forward. It could be that you feel it as your future self coming forward, parts of you from other dimensions, other galaxies, other parts of the cosmos. I mean, this is very out there energy. It's parts of ourselves that maybe has been fragmented. We've been disconnected from a part of ourselves. And this can feel really true for you if you identify as a starseed or you feel like your energy isn't at home on this planet. There could be a sense here that you're tapping in to more of your multidimensional self. And that can throw you off kilter at first. That can be very disorienting. You can question it, you can doubt it, you can challenge it. But part of what we're being guided through this year is a full acceptance of this is who I am. This is what I feel. This is where my energy comes alive. This is what I've learned about myself. And it's giving yourself those messages of acceptance, those messages of affirmation that are going to help you fortify this base of worthiness, self-value, and self-love. And this can be challenging at times. It really can, especially when you feel very different from other people. If you feel like the black sheep, you feel like you don't know where you fit in or where you belong. All of that is actually very old conditioning that can be reworked, because the truth is you belong just by existing, and that there is a place for you just by the fact that you are in a physical body. And those are just the baseline understandings. The bigger part of it here is that so many of you are here to help create this new experience on the planet, whatever that might be for you. Some people are changing careers, you're changing life directions, you're having some really significant changes in your world about what you thought your life would be, whether that's moving, whether that's relationship changes, career changes, or even just all the work you've done internally and how that changes us permanently and changes our view of reality and the people that we relate to and how we place importance on different areas of our lives. In other words, our values are changing. And that's one of the energies of Uranus and Taurus. It shifts our value system, where something that you thought was really important before, you just don't care about anymore. And sometimes with Taurus energy, it can be very fixated on possessions, on money, on status, on finances, on things that define you, that look good, that demonstrate a certain level of success or achievement. And it can feel really false after a while, or it can just feel limiting. It could feel like your energy has shifted and you just don't care about something like you used to. This is where people can downsize. They can say, oh, I don't want all this stuff anymore. I want something simpler. So this energy is working with each of us individually, but what it's asking you to be aware of is your value system. And does your value system include you? And does it include all of you, even the parts that maybe you have had a hard time understanding or accepting? And one of the cooler things I'm seeing this year with this energy is there is an emergence of authentic self. There is a part of us, and this is, of course, different for everybody, that's almost exhausted and tired from outdated programming, from anything that feels too limiting, from anything that just shuts down a part of yourself and it doesn't honor who you are. It's sort of like there's parts of us that are ready for new life, new adventures, new experiences, new energy, new energetic sustenance. And there's also a part of us that could feel heavy and depleted if we're not connected to that source of energy. So I hope this makes sense, because the way I'm seeing it is that, yeah, there are parts of us that maybe are withering away or no longer providing what we need, because this emergence of new energies is a lot stronger. And I'm feeling like throughout this year, there's going to be more people rising in their authenticity, rising in their sense of self and their sense of purpose, even in their new value systems. And it's going to be jolting to some in your immediate environment. It could be that you're already feeling this energy. You were feeling it throughout 2020. And now is a time for these new choice points. Where am I going next in my life? And that Saturn in Aquarius energy is bringing your attention to the future, to the vision that you're holding, to what you want to experience and create in your life that maybe it didn't feel possible before, or it didn't feel like it was time. There's an internal pressure here around what is truly you that is going to come out and what is no longer true for you that you're actually ready to let go of. And I feel like this energy can be really fast moving. And that's because of how that Uranus energy will break something down. It will collapse it. It will create a sense of it's just gone. It just vanishes. And then it allows us to be very intentional with what we bring back in to that same space. And I do want to say that these changes can be difficult. If a part of you has been resisting it, if you've been trying to figure it out mentally, if you've been too in your head, if you haven't been in a place of openness to new experiences, to new possibilities. And the reason why this can feel even harder is because Saturn in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus are both in fixed signs. And the fixed signs want consistency. They want reliability. And they're the parts of us that look for what we can count on, that need perhaps a comfort zone or need something concrete that is for certain. This energy brings up uncertainty. It brings up a sense of, I don't know what's going to happen next. It's just wide open, which can be a really powerful place of manifestation where the next dream, the next vision, the next whatever feels stronger and can come in because there's room for it now. It's not blocked. It's not limited. It's not being confined or stuck in a smaller space. There are openings, and that's one way to work with this ongoing square between these two outer planets, is to see these as openings, even if they throw you for a loop, even if they're unexpected and they happen quickly. It can also be where it gets really exciting and where you have some upgrades, where you have some new developments come through that you never thought were possible, and that you can also have some higher, I'll call them higher experiences, because now the foundation of your self-worth, self-value, self-love has expanded. And when you think about how a foundation is bigger, there's more room to build. There can be more possibilities on that platform. There can be more space for something to be certain and to be developed. So this energy is quite powerful. Now, both Saturn and Uranus meet up three times, as I mentioned, throughout the year. February 17th is when the first square is exact, when both planets are direct. And this can be the most powerful. This can be when something very strong and clear comes through, and you can see it as an awakening. It's something bursting open, bursting through. I'm actually seeing this at the chest, almost like a heart awakening or a heart expansion. which would strongly relate to those Taurus energies of loving and accepting yourself and what's in your heart and what's connected to the truth of who you are. The second square happens the middle of June, June 14th, and that's when Saturn is retrograde, but Uranus is direct. They meet up at 13 degrees, and the second square is when Uranus is stronger. This Uranus energy is that earthquake. It shakes things out. It shakes them away. It supports more of what is true for you and brings up another look at your value system, at what is in resonance with you now and what is true for you now. Then we have the third and final square happening the end of December, December 24th, when Saturn will square Uranus, which will be retrograde, and both planets will be at 11 degrees. And this is the third and final square, which means that there is often a new understanding, a new resolution, a new awareness that has come about because of this ongoing process. So whatever begins in February, something is going to keep opening up to you, new understandings, new awareness, new choices, also serious choices. And then it's going to be the end of this year where it could be that you have greater clarity, greater understanding, as well as something else being birthed as a result of these ongoing changes. Now, keep in mind, this is unpredictable energy. There's uncertainty here. There's instability. And there's going to be areas of our life that we're going to be constantly working with and reevaluating throughout 2021. And again, I go into more of those specifics in the 2021 Soul Growth Astrology webinar, so you can identify this for yourself, so you can really see what is coming up for you in certain areas of your life. So know that this is an ongoing process, that whatever starts in February is going to play out until the end of December and possibly into January of 2022. And the way to work with this energy is going to vary for each of us, of course. But I feel like the bigger understanding here that supports us is that we're able to grow and expand based on the truth of who we are now, the authentic self, the fullness of your own energy, and there can be a sense of ownership around who you really are. And I feel like what's interesting about this energy is that there's no need to hide. It's not about covering up parts of yourself or holding back or trying to blend in with the wallpaper. There's something about this energy that feels bright and shiny, and it feels very open, and it starts from within. It starts from within us, which we know, but it's about applying it. And I'm getting this visual of being around people, maybe it's family, it's friends, it's whomever you know within your network. And there could be a sense of, I'm going to be very honest in who I am, in what my interests are, in what I'm drawn to, in what I like, in what resonates with me, in the choices and changes that I'm making in my life. It's sort of like this very open, leaning forward energy. Instead of leaning back and trying to be camouflaged or to hide in with the masses or with the collective, I feel that there are a number of people, literally millions of people, who are going to be bursting forward because of this energy, bursting through. It's sort of that image again of like that heart bursting open. But this feels like a bigger energetic push. It's sort of like, I don't even care what someone thinks about my line of work or what I'm doing in the world. I don't even care how weird this sounds, because I know it's time for this information or these messages. It's time to honor who I am without holding back or pushing it down, like suppressing or repressing parts of ourselves. So it feels like a very strong energy of that individuation process, seeing how you are you and then how you take that into the world, how you express that and share that in a way that keeps you solid, that keeps you in a place of confidence and strength without trying to fit in or trying to be acceptable or accepted. This is a very exciting energy of growth, even though it can feel bumpy or clunky or very unstable. It's a bursting and birthing energy that is coming from a higher source of our soul's own frequency. And that's what I'm getting around this. So I really hope this is validating for you, especially if you're wanting to do something different, if you're looking to make changes in your life, if you're looking to move forward or to try something new, and you're feeling it, like you're feeling it really strongly. Maybe even it's bringing up fears, of course. And I say of course because we're human and we have fears of abandonment, of rejection, of being denied, of something not happening even though we really want it. I don't feel that's the case with this energy as much. It's almost like the energetic push is coming through at a higher resonance. It's like a truth or a sense of possibility growing. So it could be a fear of taking a risk. It could be a fear of trying something new. But what I'm feeling is that this energy is so strong. It's almost like if you didn't trust something. Let's say that something's coming up for you in February, a new path, a new idea, a new option, something new. And you feel not ready, or there's a part of you that's afraid of the risk or whatever may be happening in your mind about this new possibility. If you didn't take that direction in February, chances are it's going to come back around later on in the year, and it could come back around with greater force, with greater clarity. There could even be a sense of, why didn't I trust myself the first time? I should have done this in February. It's kind of that energy. Not that the universe punishes us, at least that's not what I believe, but what it's showing us is that you can trust yourself. You can trust this push forward. You can trust the risk. You can trust the opening, because it is an opening, and that can feel uncertain, and it can bring up all things, all messages, and perhaps even messages around, am I safe? Is this a good choice? We go through maybe the pros and cons. We go through our mental processes and our humanness around things that are new. But this energy feels stable. There's something about it that feels very strong. And it's interesting when you look at how the Uranus energy is very unstable and creates that instability. But I feel like what we're being gifted with are even more manifestations, miracles, possibilities, dreams, joy than we've had access to before. And I mean that in terms of what we've been energetically able to receive. Now we have more energetic space and energetic room for these new manifestations and these new developments. And that's because of all of the ongoing work, the healing work, the deep inner work, the shadow work, the subconscious work, whatever kinds of work you've been doing, including, of course, the spiritual work, emotional work, physical work. I mean, there's been a lot of work that's been required of us who are on these journeys of awakening and self-understanding. And now there are benefits coming through. The rewards are real, which is another domain of Saturn. And Saturn rewards the hard work. It recognizes what's been done, what's been accomplished, you know, what you've moved through. And we can forget that about Saturn, because often Saturn feels like the challenges and the stop signs and the no's. But if you've really been clearing out your energy, if you've really been raising your consciousness around these themes in yourself, the rewards are going to show up. And they can happen quickly. They can happen unexpectedly. There can be surprises. There can be, you know, a lot of things happening that it's like, oh my goodness, I never saw that coming. I was talking with a friend of mine about how much we love surprises. Like, I love surprises. And so does she. And it just makes life more exciting. And we were talking about how some of the best moments of our life have been those unexpected developments, those surprises. And that's where things can be really exciting, is if you're open to that and you're open to what you cannot plan, what you cannot expect, this could be a very beneficial energy to stay open to and to stay mindful of in yourself. So yes, there's a lot here that's going to be changing our lives and ourselves throughout 2021. And that is always the case whenever two outer planets interact. And it can take a while to integrate the changes or to get a bigger understanding of what is happening. But I feel like for so many of you, because you are intuitive, you're energetically tuned in, that you're going to just feel that energetic push. You're going to have an understanding that this is the direction I'm meant to go, even though I don't know all the details, I don't know all the specifics, I don't know the hows. I just feel this is where I'm being called to next, because there's some amazing developments that are going to be waiting for me. And there's some new adventures that are opening up because I'm fully honoring who I am. The expansiveness of my energy, the fullness of who I am, and I love and accept it. So I hope this has been beneficial to you, at least giving you some good things to perhaps think about or sit with, because there's a lot of energy moving in 2021. Again, it is unpredictable. It is unstable. It might feel like there's things happening quickly or out of the blue, but your security is within yourself. Your safety is within yourself. The more you fortify that, you honor that, you nourish that, the stronger you're going to feel in navigating these changes and these bigger shifts. And as I mentioned, please check out my playlist on YouTube called 2021 Astrology, where I talk more about these energies, more about what is coming up for us, and perhaps more about what you're going to be experiencing yourself as we move through these big cycles and waves. So thank you so much for joining me. I hope this has been beneficial and that it's offered you something important to consider as these big changes continue to work with us and work through us. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online, and you can also check out more about my astrology programs and courses below, as well as my current business offerings to help more people grow and develop their online platform. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday for more podcast episodes, and I wish you a beautiful day ahead, knowing that you have everything you need within you. I'll see you soon.